Chapter 30. Was Swoop Racing part of Quip Fargo's past or yours? Hans said. That was some of me creeping into Fargo's story. I raced on all the major circuits before the war, the Clone Wars.
Same for me, before the Galactic Civil War.
Jadak showed him an appraising look. Guess we have more in common than we know, Solo.
Or like to admit.
Glimpsing the smile in Han's eyes, Jadak laughed, and Han joined him. The Millennium Falcon had returned to hyperspace, and the two of them were seated side by side in the cockpit. Han's chair was swiveled to face the hatch, and he had his booted feet propped on one of the high-backed rear chairs, ankles crossed.
You mind a personal question?
Han asked. I'll let you know.
Those years you were in a coma, I'm guessing that a lot of your family members and friends died.
All of them. Han took his feet off the chair and sat up. When he spoke, his voice was lowered, almost conspiratorial.
This quest of ours, into the Falcon's history, it started out something like a game. I've always wanted to know who had piloted her before Lando Calrissian won her at Bespin. But it's not something I'd ever figured I'd be doing with Leia and Amelia, and it's turned out to be a lot more than I expected, which is saying a mouthful. Of course, I don't know why I ever expected things to go smoothly.
Jadak sniffed. Sorry about what Post and I contributed.
Forget it.
But I'm curious.
You wake up after 60-something years, and the first thing you do is go chasing after your ship.
Like I told you, I was looking for the ship only because of what I thought it might lead me to.
This supposed treasure trove.
Jadak swallowed what he had intended to say. What? That's not enough? You married a princess, but I'm sure you were madly in love. Han's eyes narrowed in anger, then relaxed.
As long as we're being honest with each other, the idea of being wealthy did appeal to me, for about a standard day.
What changed your mind?
I started caring about the people I accidentally got thrown in with.
The Rebel Alliance, Jadak said. He swung to face Han. Well, then that's another thing we have in common. You think a few decades in a coma would make you forget, but it didn't. I woke up feeling exactly as I had the day Reese and I collided with the Corellian cruiser. That I had a mission to discharge. That the Stellar Envoy had to be delivered as planned. He gave his head a rueful shake. I still haven't been able to shake that feeling.
Getting to Tandoon 3 will allow you to do that?
I sure the frip hope so.
Suppose we don't find this treasure. What then?
At least I tried to deliver the ship. The Navicomputer chimed. Han glanced at it and pivoted the chair to face the instrument panel.
Reversion coming up.
Jadak raised his gaze to the viewport in expectation. Following a moment of wake rotation, the stars firmed up and a crescent of planet hung in the middle distance. Han changed vectors, bringing the Falcon around so that they could approach Tandoon 3 with starlight at their backs.
Let's see what the long-range scanners tell us, he said.
Jadak watched Han's expression change as he studied the readouts. Then Han shouted,
3PO, get in here!
Coming, Captain Solo!
The sound of the droid's footfalls issued from the connector, and a moment later, he was ducking into the cockpit, trailed by Leia, Alana, and Post.
What was it you told us about Tandoon 3?
Han said. C-3PO cocked his head to one side.
I said initial surveys were conducted approximately 12,250 years ago, under the supervision of Dr. Baremsh, whose expedition departed from Old Mantell. Tandoon 3 was described as a youthful planet in a young star system, lush and well-suited to humans and humanoid oxygen breathers. With close to standard gravity and studded with the ruins of ancient population centers, Dr. Baram's posited as having been constructed by the Rakata. For no particular reason, save perhaps for its distance from the Hydean Way, Tandoon 3 was never settled, though there are some indications that a second survey was conducted during Phineas Valorum's second term as Chancellor of the Republic.
Han scowled and jabbed his forefinger against the scanner display.
Yeah? Well, take a look at these readings and tell me if you'd call Tandoon 3 a youthful planet.
C-3PO squeezed between Han and Jadak to study the readouts.